Simone Leslie is back with me this week talking Words of Life on Salt 106.5. Welcome again, Simone.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be here.
Today, I'm learning a new word. It's scotoma. I am saying that right, aren't I?
You are. Isn't that a great word?
It is. It sounds like some sort of disease. Tell me more.
It's almost a disease, but it's very curable. It's actually, the word scotoma means blind spot.
Okay.
Now, you can have physical blind spots on your eye, but you can also have mental blind spots. You know, your brain is so powerful that you can actually create scotomas so that you might be looking for something and you just can't see it.
Is that anything like when you blank out a bad memory or something like that? Is there anything related there?
Absolutely. Yes, it can be related to that. And I guess what I'd like to, a good explanation of it is, you know, when you're looking for something in the cupboard, like the Vegemite or something, and your internal dialogue is saying, oh, it's not here, I can't find it, you know, the Vegemite just isn't here.
And when I take a man look, yeah.
That's right. And you call out, you know, honey or whoever's there, where's the Vegemite? And your partner comes in from, you know, this hand comes in from behind you and grabs this Vegemite from right in front of your eyes.
It's always the way.
I know, you think it's some sort of magical trick. But the reason why that happens, it was always there, was because of the internal dialogue. And as we mentioned last week, that your brain is like an obedient savant child. And the questions that you ask it or the commands that we're talking about today that you give it, it will produce for you. So if you're saying to yourself, the Vegemite's not here, I can't see it, your brain actually can see it, but it goes, oh, we're not supposed to see this. And so it creates a scotoma or a blind spot. So you actually can't see it.
You are blowing my mind.
It's amazing, isn't it?
My scotoma mind. Now, is there a way of overcoming our mental blind spots, our scotomas?
Very easily. Again, it is the words we say, the commands we speak over ourselves and the questions we ask ourselves. So instead of saying, oh, the Vegemite's not here, you know, I can never find it. How many people can relate to that? It always does this, or I never, you know, all those generalizations we make. Instead of that, it's just asking the question, how can I find the Vegemite now?
Well, that appeals to me because I'm kind of a problem solver. Sometimes my problems are a bit more complex than finding the Vegemite, but often that's all it is. I want to find something. I need to get it. But what do I need to do to find it if I don't know where it is? But I think what we got to change to what we say to ourselves then in order to avoid those blind spots. You shared a couple of ideas. Is there anything else?
Again, it's just rearranging things into the positives. You know, it's interesting how the brain works. It does what's called a transderivational search to make meaning of the words that are spoken so that we can understand what the person talking to us is talking about. And there's a process that it does that. So it picks up nouns first, so objects and things, and then it picks up directives later. So if you use a sentence with the word don't in it, for example, your child comes home and you say, don't slam the door, the way the brain works is they will pick up slam the door and then they'll pick up don't. So by the time they've picked up the directive of don't, they've already slammed the door. And this is a blanket across our lives. So if we say things in the negative, like I don't want to lose money on this property deal, or I don't, you know, want to get heartbroken again, or I don't, if we always say what we don't want, we're actually programming our brain initially to track down that negative road. And especially when we speak it over our kids or other people, we're actually directing them to do the negative first. So the key to that is just speaking in the positive. So I close the door quietly and, you know, I want to make a reasonable result on this, or, you know, I want to find the greatest partner for me, whatever it is, but just speaking it in the positive.
I like what you're saying. I'm positive I do. Don't forget, if you've got any questions about what we're sharing every week on Words of Life, text them through 0439 78117. Simone Leslie would be happy to help you out in that area. Or there's essentially a support group on Facebook, isn't there? What's the Facebook group again?
Absolutely. Words of Life. It's a group. So if you have a search in the groups on Facebook, you'll find us there and we'd be happy for you to join.
Simone Leslie, thanks for joining us again this week.
My pleasure.